Top of the Mark server Gloria Sullivan and I are in Weeper's Corner, the section of the lounge with the view of Alcatraz and the Golden Gate Bridge. It got its name during World War II, she explains.
People would say, I'd meet you at the top of the Mark, either going out or coming in. And sometimes, you know, I mean, tears were shed both ways. Sometimes people didn't come back, and the ship came back.
She's worked here for just under 45 years.
Well, you know, I think it keeps you young, actually.
Every time we come to the city, we come to the top of the Mark.
Karen lives in the Southwest.
It's occasions are, it's no occasion, but it becomes an occasion because you're here. I almost always take cell phone photos of my drinks, like, you know, a total idiot. And it's 70 if you're taking cell phone photos of your drink. What do you want to say?
I want to say awesome.
And they are beautiful drinks. But there are some libations here that mean just a little more than the others, explains Director of Food and Beverage Jaap Bolens.
Servicemen left their bottles here for their fellow squadron servicemen that came back from the war and actually have a shot on them, basically, because the bottle was still here. So they left notes on the bottles on which squadron it was from.
And the tradition lives on again now. Veterans still get a complimentary shot from an ornate case stuffed with half-finished bottles, each wrapped in a handwritten note.
Sturman and Oscar Martinez, Iraq and
Sullivan
Afghanistan.
Tells me this custom ensures that Weeper's Corner is still living up to its name.
I really like that we've kept that up. That really, you know, a lot of times I have to bring over a box of Kleenex for the guest and for myself.
So. At the top of the Mark in San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.